Well, it is one of those issues, the kingdom of God, that gets tricky, because you can go to certain passages and people will point these out, and they'll say, like, the leaven that grows and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and this happens and that happens in some of the kingdom context. Well, yeah, but look at the overall teaching of Scripture, the analogy of the faith. Compare Scripture with Scripture. Emphatically, there is indeed going to be a wondrous kingdom, a world without sin and death, a world that Christ reigns over, where he'll wipe away the tears from every eye. But he's bringing that world. He's the only one who can bring that world. Now, does that mean that we should look at our present culture and give up? Does it mean that we should say, well, you know, it's just any attempt to make things better is like rearranging the furniture on the Titanic. Hey, it's going down anyway, so why should we do something to try to prevent it? Why should we be concerned about social issues and economics and politics, and certainly, you know, issues like abortion and euthanasia and pornography and things like that? Well, the reason is that we are to be salt and light in the world, not so that our efforts will cause all the world to come to Christ and cause everybody to follow Jesus and make a perfect world, but to restrain sin in our corner of the world and throughout the world as we're able to do so, and as a platform to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you feed the hungry and give water to the thirsty, you are doing a great and biblical and Christ-honoring thing. But you are also called to bring the gospel to these people so that they will spend eternity in heaven rather than hell, or at least have the opportunity to make that decision. So it isn't usually either or. I mean, it's either I'm really concerned about people's spiritual needs or I'm really concerned about people's physical needs. Well, we should be concerned about both and understand that we are, in the ultimate sense, furthering the kingdom of God, that is, his work among people in which he is king and they become his subjects and submit and bow their knee even in a fallen world to him. But that doesn't make the fallen world unfallen.